HST news and information. Part of your life in the Highlands.
Thanks to About Time Plumbing, your block drain specialists. abouttimeplumbing.com.au.
Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. Two groups are at loggerheads regarding the issue of dogs on beaches in the Shoal Haven, with lobbyists both for and against circulating online petitions which will be submitted to council. The Pause for Shoal Haven group is calling for council to continue to allow the practice, considering there are more than 50,000 registered dogs in the Shoal Haven. However, an opposition group is just as passionate about keeping dogs off our beaches and is calling for dog areas to be fenced and not on beaches, citing safety and pollution concerns. Those concerns, the Milton Ulladulla bypass preferred option to be announced in coming weeks, will create more headaches for Brill Lake residents. Community Association President Ian Carroll believes the RMS has already chosen its route and the public consultation has been little more than a smokescreen. He says they're worried the chosen option will see the bypass entering back onto the highway just north of their village, causing traffic chaos during peak times. Mr Carroll says there are alternatives that need to be looked at.
It's the biggest issue that's going to hit this area for the next 100 years. Where they want to bring the bypass out of Campbell Crescent is not a bypass of Rural Lake. We're going to bear the brunt of a traffic congestion nightmare. December, January, February, half of March, Easter, all the school holidays and add them all up. It's 4 months of the year. We're at peak flow of traffic.
A member for South Coast, Shelley Hancock, says she's spoken to Minister for Roads, Paul Toole, about Brill Lake and has taken the community's concerns on board.
The RMS will be talking to me about preferred options this week, and I think we've got to get on with that because that was an election commitment, but there's a lot of planning underway.
Due to COVID-19, organisers of the Australia Day celebrations in Berrima have decided to cancel the annual event. Follows discussions between Whinjuga Abbey Council, the Berrima Business Houses and the Berrima Courthouse Trust. Courthouse spokesman Colin Gellings says under the current distancing requirements and the serving of food and beverages prerequisites, it became obvious that it was not possible to manage the crowds and give everyone a safe, enjoyable and carefree day. And a new community garden is being established at Robertson with the aim of welcoming people from all walks of life, including those with an intellectual or physical disability. Whinjuga Abbey Councillor Larry Whipper says the project is a partnership between a couple of local community groups.
The community of Robertson, and I am a resident of the Robertson Village, but for years they've been pursuing a community garden. There's a small group of people that have got together with the Garden Society, and in partnership with the Robertson Historical Railway Society, they've formed a partnership.
And to find out more, feel free to head down to tomorrow's open day. It's all happening at the Robertson Heritage Railway site between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.
USC's locker room.
Nowra's Rod Gibb has received an award for his long-time contribution to athletics. Rod has been a key committee official at two clubs in Nowra since 1961 and a New South Wales official since 1975. Wednesday night, he received a Distinguished Long Service Award at the 2020 New South Wales Community Sports Awards. And the new concept master plan for the Lackey Park Sporting Precinct has been given the thumbs up by Whinjuga Abbey councillors. Although it's still early days, the project, once completed, will include two new basketball courts and two multi-purpose courts. Chris Lane, who's on the driving committee, says there's a big demand out there for indoor sports.
Right, of course, the weather in the Highlands, it'll do wonders for everything, including netball as well. And futsal, there's been no facility down here, so Highlands football will get an amazing boost from this. Like, straight away, there's a massive pent-up demand. And in other areas, we've seen been oversubscribed within a few months of opening.
That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.au.